Right.
I'm sailing away.
Magic 98 and Saturday at the 70s.
Set an open course for the Virgin Sea.
Styx will play the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, March 17th. I caught up with keyboard player and singer Lawrence Gowan before the band played some shows in Phoenix earlier this week, and I asked him if Styx had ever played the Crystal Grand before.
You know what it's like now, Jim, is when I walk into a place, I go, of course we played here. You know, that's basically, I mean, I played nearly 3,000 shows with Styx since the last 24 years. And so there's many, many, many venues really around the world that I'll walk into and suddenly go, oh yeah, we've played here before. I can be surprised, you know. But the Crystal Grand Music Theater sounds pretty familiar to me.
Before those 3,000 shows with Styx, Lawrence Gowan had a successful solo career in Canada.
I had several multi-platinum records and people know my music there pretty much across the country. But although I was signed to Columbia Records, they were never released in the United States. At one point, though, because I was managed by the same people that managed Rush, I did play a couple of tours in America. I played, as I mentioned, a whole tour of America along with Tears for Fears. And that was maybe the closest I came to getting my records released here. But then Styx got to know me when they came to Canada and saw me play with them. And then I joined them like 24 years ago. So I've actually been with them longer than I did my solo run.
I was curious as to how that came about. I mean, there's the famous story, I think, of Phil Collins answering an ad for somebody that was looking for a drummer. How did you how did you end up with Styx?
In 1997, they opened a new Montreal Forum in Montreal, and the same promoter that promotes my shows also promotes Styx. He's kind of a legendary guy named Donald K. Donald. And he called about 6 weeks before the Styx show and said, you should play the new Montreal Forum with an open for Styx. And I hadn't opened for anyone in Canada in like 14 years. So I was curious, though. I'd never seen Styx, and I wanted to play the new Forum. So I played there that night. I was solo on piano, and they saw me play. They heard the audience singing along with all these songs, and they took an interest, and basically when they called a couple of years later, it was basically, I assumed they wanted me to come and open shows for them, but they asked me to join the band.
Is this still officially the 50th anniversary tour for Styx?
No, I like to think of it as it's the 51st anniversary, actually, tour. The band's 50th was on February 22 of 2022, so... Yeah, that was quite a monumental night in Florida. And I like to point out the fact that 51 years ago, James Young and Chuck Panozzo were two of the signatories to the first record contract they ever got back in Chicago in 1972. And we celebrate that pretty much every night on stage.
With 51 years of music to draw from, fans come to the shows to hear the hits. But Styx is still recording new music and recently released a new album.
We did, and in 2021, when we came back to playing live again, they released Crash of the Crown, and it was the quickest of the Styx albums ever gone to number one on the Billboard rock album charts, and so we're very proud of that fact. But as you said, Jim, every Styx show is going to have, if we focus on the biggest records of the classic rock era, there's never going to be a Styx show where we don't play Blue Collar Man or Grand Illusion or Renegade and Come Sail Away, Fooling Yourself. All those songs are in every show. And we kind of seamlessly work in the newer pieces so that they kind of, they dovetail straight into the classic material. For example, Tommy does a great new song called Sound the Alarm, and that ties immediately into Crystal Ball. And Crystal Ball, you've got this 46-year span of two great hit songs that really encapsulated the arc of his whole career. So that's how we try to tie in newer things with the classic material.
Back in the day, Styx was known for onstage spectacle. I asked Lawrence Gowan if the band is able to replicate that in the venues they play today.
It's an epic rock show, no matter what size of venue we play. You know, there's great artwork and stuff like that that's on stage. We have a great stage set. I use my spinning piano to whatever effect I can. It's a very, very active and it is a spectacle. It really is. I mean, what our lighting director can do with the show is, as I say, it's an over the top rock show, unapologetically so.
So when you get to the Crystal Grand, are you going to have time to do the Wisconsin Dells stuff, ride the ducks, eat fudge, stuff like that?
I hope I do. I usually try to take in as much of the local atmosphere anything that's local, I like to take that in so that I can kind of utilize that in the show to some degree. And it all comes down to it's a time constraint, Jim. It's like if we get there in time where I can do that. I know this is going to be March 17th, so there's probably going to be some extra greenery around the town on that day, I have a feeling.
Also, just recently announced, you guys are going to swing back through Wisconsin and be at Summerfest on the lakefront in Milwaukee on July the 7th.
We love that.
If you're familiar with the BMO Pavilion there, but that is a beautiful space on the lakefront. That's going to be a great night.
It is a fantastic space, and we've played it many times. And we rarely miss a year of playing that. It's so much fun and such a great, as you said, a great venue.
Styx, with Lawrence Gowan on keyboards and vocals, plays the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, March 17th. And the BMO Pavilion on the Milwaukee Lakefront at Summerfest on July 7th. You can get ticket information for both shows on the fun page at magic98.com.